The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
Hi, I'm Ira Melman in Washington with Healthy Living. Smog, industrial waste, and contaminated water are just a few of the environmental problems facing many of the biggest cities around the world today. But there is another type of pollution that's becoming increasingly prevalent in our cities, noise pollution. As Salim Shayan reports, it's a particularly serious problem in megacities like Karachi in Pakistan, where noise is a constant companion.
When someone calls on me, I don't hear them. There's so much noise. I get really angry, but what can I do?
Like Constable Zubair, many of the city's residents are fed up with noise pollution, most accepted as a fact of life in the city. But many are not aware that the constant barrage of noise may be harmful to their health. Noise intensity is measured in units called decibels. Normal conversation is typically between 50 to 60 decibels, and the hum of the city traffic comes in at about 80 decibels. Experts say noise levels of up to 85 decibels may be irritating, but are still considered safe. It's when it goes beyond that threshold that the human body starts to react. Noise levels above 100 decibels, about the same as the sound of a jet flying overhead, have been recorded recently in different parts of Karachi.
The main problem is obviously that it affects one's hearing, but aside from that, it can cause irritation, it can cause high blood pressure to a point that it can lead to a heart attack.
In cities like Karachi, the main source of noise pollution is vehicular traffic. But industrial generators and factories play a big part as well.
The noise of traffic, bikes, generators, huge trucks. The ears after a while start hurting. Even when I go home, the noise is still buzzing in my ears.
If you must honk your horn, tap it. People here just place their hand on the horn and just not let it go. Truth is, this says that person has no feelings.
There are currently no laws to control noise pollution in Pakistan. While the issue of excessive noise has recently started gaining traction as an election issue in some municipalities, experts say don't hold your breath. For now, they say it's up to individuals to police themselves. Go easy on the car horn and wear earplugs. For Salim Shayan in Karachi, Pakistan, this is Bejan Hamdard, VOA News.
I'm Ira Melman in Washington. You're invited to find out more by heading to our website at voanews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.